Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Our special guest, critically acclaimed spiritual medium and popular author Carol Obley, has been the bridge between heaven and earth in more than 11,000 group and individual readings and sessions. Names, descriptions of loved ones, personalities, and uncanny validating details, as well as grief support and teachings about the afterlife, are typically delivered in her readings. An advanced intuitive, she's also regularly delivering specific, practical guidance and readings about many life issues, including relationships, business, and spirituality. She is recognized by readers and clients alike for bringing compassion and integrity to mediumship by her sincere intent to be of service to others through her talents and experience. Carol, welcome back. Great to talk to you.
Good evening, George.
I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much for having me back.
How have you been?
Very well. Very well.
In spite of everything that's going on this planet, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, it's an internal state of being well.
Yep.
So I always tell people, no matter what happens on the outside, if you know, you have control over the inside, and that means with your own attitude and orientation to life.
Carol, take us back to the beginning when you realized that you had this gift.
Well, it certainly wasn't when I was a child. I was in my, actually, my mid-30s.
Really?
And okay. I had just lost a business to a devastating fire. And I was sort of left directionless on the pathway, had no clue what I was going to do with my life, and floundered around for quite some time. And then I started going to a metaphysical center near where I live in a small town. And from there, as they say, it's all history, because I started taking training and started doing readings. And we're going on about between 25 and 30 years at this point that I've been doing offering mediumship readings.
Were you scared in the beginning?
No, I was lacking in self-confidence,
mm-hmm,
that I could even perceive this, that I could even tell somebody something that made sense to them. And actually, I opened up my book, Wisdom from the Spirit World, with taking readers right into the very first person that I sat with. And that was during my very early days of training. And so when that occurred, I thought, well, it can just happen because I'm here in training. And, you know, there was something magical, I thought, about the training. So when I came back home from there, I had to give about 10 readings or so in order to gain my certification.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And when I was able to do it, I was jumping up and down like a child. I was really able to do it.
Now, in your work, in the book we talked about last November, Wisdom from the Spirit World, you discuss a number of themes from the spirit world through some of your readings. What are you finding out, that commonality? What does it seem to be doing?
Yeah, well, there are certain, I organized them into, there's about 8 of these that I kept hearing over and over through multiple thousands of sessions. And one of those, believe it or not, is there's an afterlife. And that sounds very kind of mundane or simple, but people need to know that. And so, you know, spirits will come through and say, there is something after physical life. And I'm here to tell you that there is indeed an afterlife. So that's one of them. Another one that I think is really important that people need to know about is the bond of love being indestructible, The bond of love being eternal, so that relationships are still in effect, even though somebody's no longer here physically in this material world. And importantly, too, our power of choice determines the quality of our lives. That is something that has come through in many readings as well. And some spirits do, in fact, express regrets for the choices that they've made. So they want to help their family or friends understand that what we choose when we're here really affects not only the quality of our life when we're here, but also where we go when we cross over, when we go into spirit.
Why do they communicate with the people here? What do they want?
Well, as I said, to say, I haven't really gone anywhere. I am still here. That's why I named my second book, I'm Still With You, because I heard myself saying that over and over again to clients when I was giving readings. He or she is still with you. Even with pets, you know, there have been many readings I've done in which pets have come through with people that they knew and loved. So why do they do it? Because it's, first off, it's a natural ability. Part of my work is to sort of demystify this process of spirit communication and not make it so woo-woo, you know, out there sort of thing, and to really kind of take the fear away from it and instead bring comfort and healing to people.
Yet there is some evil associated with this. I mean, there are evil spirits out there, aren't there?
You know, there are, George, but because I am not that way myself, and because of the law of attraction, which is a genuine universal natural law, I don't attract spirits like that. And honestly, I have never had an episode of that happening. Now, that's not to say that there aren't spirits who come in and express regrets who were somewhat evil when they were here. That's happened in sessions that I've had. You know, somebody was highly abusive. Someone, you know, was involved in organized crime. I mean, these are from sessions that I've done. So, yes, I mean, in that sense, there are spirits who, when they were here, they engaged in kind of bad or negative experiences. But as far as outright evil, demons or things like that, I don't attract that type of energy.
Some people do, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Because I'm very spirit-focused, spiritually focused, and I am always looking at what's going to benefit the person who's receiving this reading, not what's going to benefit me or just saying things to say them, but what is going to benefit them. That's always my orientation, and that's my intent. And so that's what comes through in most of the readings. But yes, there are indeed so-called evil energies, and usually they reside in what's called the lower astral. The spirit world has many levels to it, and the closer that you get to Earth, the denser the vibration, the lower the consciousness, and the realms are much darker there than in the higher light-filled realms.
What would you say is the most important, significant thing you could pass on to people about the other side, the spirit world?
That there's nothing to be afraid of. That there is nothing.
You mean in the dying process or once you get there?
Once you get there. And I would also couple with that, that the spirit world is very similar to here. It's almost a mirrored reflection of what we have here. And, I've done a lot of study over the years of metaphysical texts, and as well as writing my own material. But I've also been very blessed to have direct glimpses into what it's like in the spirit world. And these are not extended views by any means, but through clairvoyance, which is seeing, I've seen some things there, courtesy of the spirits who have come through. And it's, the mid-planes or the places where most people go are quite beautiful. The colors are very vibrant. There are rivers and trees and flowers, and there are temples and schools and healing places, all sorts of things. Anything you can think of here, there's an equivalent there, including, and this might blow your mind, but including different religions. And because people are sort of, if they left here, and they were immersed in that religion, or they had very strong beliefs, they continue to practice that on the other side. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do that, but it certainly exists there.
Absolutely. We're with Carol Obley. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. You talk about, and you have talked about, the dangers of victim mentality. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, I mentioned this in Wisdom from the Spirit World, because victim mentality, and I see so much of this today, as I'm sure many, many in the audience do, it really disempowers people, because it disavows personal responsibility. And, according to what we know about each individual's will, we have the power of choice. But we also have the responsibility that goes along with that. And if we fall into the trap of being a, quote, victim, it really is saying, I don't have a choice in the direction of my life. And that is absolutely not true. So, and also, it kind of is saying that, if you want to take victim, you're defining yourself, you're limiting yourself by falling into that trap. So it's really vital that people know that they do have a choice within them. That always, always exists, can never be violated, and can never be taken away.
You're pretty multifaceted, Carol. You've studied astrology, the psychic realm, you're intuitive, you're a medium. How does that all tie together?
Yeah, well, I've studied astrology for many, many years. And I, you know, George, I think I've just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Because it's so complex. And so it does mesh because even, you know, I'm not going to talk extensively about astrology tonight, but it really is a map of the soul's language, the soul's intent. And so that's why I consider it relevant to mediumship, and that's why I've studied it. And it also has very important markers in a birth chart that tell you what your lessons are, what your karma is, and the direction, importantly, that you need to be going into. So it all kind of circles back to, you know, the soul, the power of the soul, the intent of the soul, the direction of the soul.
A lot of people have had a lot of friends and people they know have passed away, not necessarily from COVID, but they have died over the last year or so. They've lost a lot of friends. Is that pretty traumatic for the living too?
Yes. In short, yes. You know, I always say that I've studied transition, and for many years that the phenomena, a transition, in other words, moving from one point to another. And if you want to use the metaphor of a bridge, that's really what transition is. We're in point A on one side of the bridge, and then we make a decision or something happens, such as the death of a loved one. And that is a transition for the survivors as well, or the people who are still here on the physical plane. And especially within families, the dynamic shifts when someone passes. So yes, it is a transition for the person who is shedding the physical body, but also those who knew and loved the person when they were here.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.